Hello and welcome to another episode of the Daily Fintech News Update by Connecting the Dots in Fintech. My name is René van Pelt. It's the 30th of March and today we discuss Binance, Stellar Fi and much more. But before we start, this episode is sponsored by Hala. Hala is a leading fintech platform allowing SMEs to manage their inbound and outbound payments in a simple yet safe way. It's a one-stop shop to manage the financials of your SMEs. Check out their website at hala.com, that's H-A-L-A.com, hala.com. And we'll go on to the episode. And we start with Binance, because the world's largest crypto exchange, Binance, is facing multiple issues, including raised fees, software problems, and a lawsuit from the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, the CFTC. Traders have withdrawn $2.1 billion in a week, and the pace of withdrawals increased after the CFTC announcement. Despite these challenges, Binance still holds $63.2 billion in its publicly disclosed wallets. Next up, global issuer and processor Paymentology has partnered with WIO Bank to enhance its customer-centric and card payment services. The collaboration aims to simplify digital financial services for small and medium-sized enterprises, providing them with physical and virtual cards through WIO Business. Paymentology's platform also supports Visa debit cards, Apple Pay, Google Pay, and card personalization services while offering real-time customer spend insights. This partnership comes as the UAE's financial services sector rapidly transforms, with 52% of customers planning to go cashless by 2024. We go on to Austin, because Austin-based startup Stellar Fi has raised $15 million in a Series A funding round to help people build or improve their credit scores without taking on debt. Founded by Lamine Zarat in 2021, Stellar Fi's subscription service manages members' recurring payments such as rent and utilities, ensuring on-time payments that are reported to the four main credit bureaus. The company claims members see an average credit score increase of 26 points in the first month. Stellar Fi's growth has exceeded expectations, closing the year with over $2 million in annual recurring revenue. Next up, London-based fintech Paytrix has raised $18.3 million in a Series A funding round to drive product development and international expansion. Co-led by Unusual Ventures, Motive Partners and Bain Capital Ventures, the round aims to address the complexity and cost of cross-border payments for businesses looking to scale. Paytrix plans to target high-growth businesses and make Ireland its center for global operations. The company's solution simplifies international payments by bridging the gap between inefficient local solutions and Tier 1 global providers. And last but not least, the UK open banking sector is valued at £4.1 billion. Over 4,800 UK jobs have been created by the introduction of open banking in the UK, an industry now worth more than £4.1 billion to the economy. Yet the sector now sits at the vital crossroads in its development. That's the findings of a new analysis of the UK's open banking ecosystem and policy group Codec, which collected data from 82 private fintechs with either a AISP or PISP licenses. These firms raised a combined £886 million in fresh funding during 2022 alone. And that's it for today. Thanks again for listening to today's episode. We'll be back tomorrow and check out our website at ctd.fm. That's ctd for connecting the dots.fm. See you tomorrow. Cheers.